Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let me circle back to some Secretary of State's business. We'll get to the campaign here in a moment, but we understand the storm that obviously caused so much damage down in my neck of the woods down in South Georgia. The governor has extended the voter registration deadline for some counties down there through today. Meantime, early voting underway yesterday. I'm guessing it's exceedingly difficult in some of those counties to get out there and vote. What, if anything's being done here?
Well, I've been down, and I went on tour Saturday, visiting five counties, elections offices, seeing the damage firsthand myself. I was on the ground again yesterday. And believe it or not, the response to the storm by the federal government, the state government, and the local communities has been unbelievable. There is much to do for sure, but they've got most of the roads, or at least the major routes, clear. People can get into the courthouses to vote. I know that's not the leading thing on their mind, but I tell you what, these local election officials have gone beyond the call of duty to get ready to have the precincts open for people that do want to vote. And people were voting yesterday, so I certainly applaud them for that. My thoughts and prayers are with everyone down there because it is devastating.
Yeah, we're seeing some of the numbers on early voting, and more than that, the numbers on absentee voting. The absentee voting, the no-excuse absentee voting, started, what, about 3-4 weeks ago, and we're seeing those being returned at a rate we haven't seen, and maybe ever. What do we attribute this to?
I think it's just a get-out-the-vote effort from both campaigns. You know, we're working hard to get our people out. This is a battle for the soul of our state and a fight for our future, and you can see that by the outside money that Stacey Abrams is raising. You know, the people that she has coming in here, like Elizabeth Warren, when she went on air and said that she wants undocumented people to vote in our elections. I mean, this is California, not Georgia. So I'm urging our folks to get out and vote, and to vote early, and I think they are.
All right, let's start there. Brian Kemp, Secretary of State, Republican candidate for governor. She was talking about that blue wave the Democrats say they're going to see in 3 weeks, the blue wave. And she was talking about all the different components that are going to make up that blue wave, the LGBTQs, white folks, black folks, law enforcement veterans. She was naming a lot of different groups there. And she wrapped up those remarks, and this was a week ago today with Elizabeth Warren over there at Clayton State, where she said, that blue wave will be comprised of the documented and the undocumented. We'd have to ask her to know for sure, but what do you think she was saying there?
Well, I know what she was saying. She wants non-citizens to vote in elections. Her group, the New Georgia Project, just filed a lawsuit asking that very thing, hoping that they can get a liberal judge that will overturn our state laws and allow people that have been flagged for non-citizenship to vote in our elections. I mean, that's shocking. I mean, it's not shocking for her record because she's voted against voter protections in the past, like common sense things like checking citizenship and our photo ID laws. But this is really outrageous, and I think it's just, you know, it's an opportunity for average Georgians to stand up and say, this is, you know, our election here. Georgians decide who the next governor is, not people that are here illegally.
Well, what protections are in place? I keep hearing all this stuff, and this has come up in some of our local candidates' forums here. I keep hearing all this fuss about voting machines, and I keep saying, and this is me saying this, but I think that the data and the evidence supports my contention that, yes, we can have problems with machines. I think we had some yesterday. But the real issue, the soft underbelly of our voter system, our election system, a couple of things, voter registration and absentee voting. If I wanted to defraud an election, that's where I would go. That's where I would start. What kind of safeguards are in place?
Well, we have all kinds of safeguards, Tim, and we've been having secure, accessible, and fair elections in our state. And Stacey Abrams continues to attack me over that like I'm a voter suppressor, and that is outrageous. You know, this lawsuit that she's filing to have non-citizens vote in our elections came just a day or two after we announced at the close of voter registration deadline for this November election. We have a record number of individuals on the rolls in Georgia that can participate if they decide to do so. This is another manufactured crisis by her and these groups to scare people. They did the same thing in 2014. They did it again before the presidential race in 2016, and they're doing it again now. And people should reject it. We've never had more accessible elections in Georgia than we have right now. And that was evidence in the turnout for the presidential election, where we had the most votes and the highest percentage we've ever had in this state. So I would urge people to get out and let their voice be heard. It'll be a secure election, and it's certainly accessible.
Yeah, I saw that report there, that record registration, voter registration in Georgia. It occurred to me, and I said this to somebody, I said, if Brian Kemp is trying to suppress the vote, he's doing a bad job at it.
Well, look, she voted against online voter registration that I helped create. That's why our rolls are going up. That's why we have 800,000 more people on the rolls than when I took office. Georgians can register to vote 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on a free mobile app. She voted against that and now is accusing me of her group's sloppiness for suppressing the vote. I mean, that's outrageous. People need to know that lie, see it, and vote against it.
Now, Secretary of State Brian Kemp, what's this business about the 53,000 Georgia voters? We heard that all last week. He's out there. He's purged the voter rolls, 53,000 Georgia voters who can't vote. Jay Bookman at the AJC put it this way, and nobody's confusing Jay Bookman with somebody who wears a Make America Great Again cap. He says 53,000 Georgians will not be shut out of the elections. This is false. They will be able to vote, and they will vote a regular ballot. And now Stacey Abrams herself is acknowledging the truth of that.
Absolutely. It's another manufactured crisis, you know, trying to point fingers at me for something that is the state law, Tim, by the way. These are pending voters. They're not being held up. All they have to do is do the same thing that you and I do to go vote. Go to the polling location, show their photo ID, and vote. If those individuals and Stacey Abrams' group had registered these people using the online app, this problem wouldn't exist. And by the way, yes, I'll say it again, she voted against online voter registration, and now she's trying to blame me for her problem. And that's what voters need to know. They need to know the truth, you know, put aside the rhetoric and vote for who they think's going to put Georgians first, and that'll be me, because she is being controlled by big money billionaire socialists from New York and California.
Secretary of State Brian Kemp, 3 weeks from today, do you like where you are? We see the polls that we see, IAJC, Channel 2, they show it very, very close. I don't know what your internal polls are telling you. You tell me, you like where you are at this point?
No, we feel great about where we are. Look, this is the turnout election. That's why we got to get our supporters out there to vote. I know she's trying to do the same thing, but we're on the ground. You know, 2 weeks ago, we were on our statewide bus tour. She was out in California raising money. The week before that, when I was in Columbus, she was up in New Jersey with Cory Booker. I'm down in South Georgia all weekend doing the storm damage. We're going to the Ag Expo in Moultrie today. We'll be back in Atlanta tomorrow. We're going to Savannah tonight. I mean, we're looking Georgians right now and asking them for their vote and telling them to get out and let's vote for a governor that's going to put them first ahead of these out-of-state special interests.
Secretary of State Brian Kemp, best of luck. 3 weeks until Election Day, the early voting, the second day of that today. Secretary of State Brian Kemp running for governor. Thanks for your time this morning.
Have a great day.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.